be a part of, all you got to do is email the show. It's joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also DM us Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. Kind of a cute little name here, very unique. Poppy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hi.
So why are you on the show today for Ask Alex?
So I'm calling. Well, I love you. I love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I wanted to come to you guys for a little bit of advice. My mom and I kind of got ourselves into something, and I wanted to see what you thought.
Okay.
So this is going to be a little bit shocking, but I've started selling nude photos to guys I've met on Tinder for a little extra cash.
Nice. Wait, you're how old are you?
I'm old enough.
Okay, I'm like, yeah, 14, nice. Okay.
No.
Okay, cool. That's an interesting thing. Is there actually a market for that? I mean, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm not on any kind of a dating app, so I wouldn't know about that.
Well, yeah. So I was on Tinder, and this guy that I matched with, he asked for some nudes, and it just came to me, and I replied, and I was like, well, only if you Venmo me $10.
Get it, girl.
And he did.
Okay.
So $5 a boob, or is this full body? What are we working with for $10? What does my money get
me? Full body.
Wow. I feel like you could raise the price. Am I wrong?
I think $10 is pretty good. Considering porn is free.
What I'm doing right now, like
true,
amateur.
True.
Yeah.
But it's real life. That's even like, as a guy, I feel like that's even hotter. Okay, continue. Sorry, I'm sidetracked. Alex, you're going to have to keep me on track this morning.
So
she's naked.
So this guy obviously was interested. He Venmo'd you the $10.
Yeah. So I thought, I could use some extra cash and that this would be a good side business. I'm a nurse full time, but, so this is a good way to provide some extra cash. And so, but, obviously, I'm a like-minded businesswoman, and I want to keep improving. And so I noticed, the angles, doing it yourself, totally sucks, and that you really need to have someone else take your photo in order to get the right angles. Mm-hmm. And so I could eventually charge more. So I asked my mom to start taking these photos for me.
Okay. Wow, you're right. That is a little bit shocking. I don't think I could ever get comfortable enough with my own mother to let her take my nudes for me.
I just wouldn't let my mom take my nudes for me just for the fact that I know she'd probably have her finger kind of in the picture a little bit. She's really bad at taking the picture. It's always in the camera.
They'd all end up blurry.
Yeah, but come on, mom.
Well, I get that, and I know that's a little weird for some people, but I don't know. I'm a grown woman. We're close. It's fine. And she totally got into it. She appreciated the business aspect of what I'm doing. And so, I've made enough money at this point. I'm making a couple of extra $100 a month, enough to, cover extra expenses.
Jeez, okay.
That's a lot of fun money there.
Yeah, and so now my mom wants to get in on the business, and she wants me to take her photos.
Wow.
How old's your mom?
She's young enough.
She's old, but young enough.
Well, but my point is, I wonder if your mom's in her 50s or 60, 60, let's say she's 60. I bet you there's an audience, and those older men might have more of a disposable income that, I'm not saying she's hotter than you, but she might get more money than you do for these photos.
There's a GILF movement. Guys are into GILFs. Grandmas,
Well, there's GILF grandpas, too. I mean, let's not act like ladies don't like grandpa. Is that a Werther's in your pocket? Maybe it is.
So for sure, I totally get that, and I want to appreciate that, but it is, now we have reached a point where it's a little weird, and I just want to, be able to get more comfortable behind the camera to help her to, return the favor.
I have a couple of suggestions.
Wait, pork chops, you take nude photos with your mom?
Not at all. Okay. And now, I actually don't know anything about this, I promise, but I just know about it because I follow people on Instagram, and sometimes they post a little link in their bio, and it says something called fans only, and allegedly, that's some sort of website where I think you might post nudes, and allegedly, they make a lot of money, so that's something you could look into, and then maybe, once you're making that much money, you could hire a photographer. That's my suggestion.
Unless I just feel like it's so weird in general that you got your mom to take nude pictures of you, let alone now your mom wanting you to take pictures of her. And instead of being like, I'm making a mistake, what do I do? You're like, how do I get her, how do I get more comfortable in doing this? Like, I can't even believe that in the first place. You don't think this is weird as hell?
I feel really bad. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number, 833-563-2539 to bring this up. But Alex, just to people that don't know, maybe you're not into this or doesn't make as much sense because you've talked about it on the air before. You don't really have a close relationship with your mom.
I don't even see how, like, someone that is close with their mom could do this.
Well, and I'm not to beat a dead horse, but you don't see it because you don't have a relationship. I think if you had a closer relationship with your mom, you'd be like, this is a good idea.
Is this not that weird? Is this not that weird if you have a close relationship with your parent? 833-JOE-ALEX.
No, if she was doing like adult film stuff, yeah, like that's a lot. But I mean, you come into this world naked, right?
What's the big deal? You know why it's not weird to Joe? Because he's so cheap, he would want to save money, and he'd be like, "Yeah, mom, let's do it."
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's very true. Sometimes you got to shower together to save the money.
Yeah.
All right, Poppy, can you hang on the line and we'll kind of see what people think about this? If you're kind of a weird, like Alex, you're leaning towards the weird on this one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it is. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539 is the number.
Samantha on Twitter said, selling feet pics is way easier. And then Christian said, check my DM, y'all, with the winky face. So I am terrified here. Definitely not going to check your DM, Christian.
Yeah, unless it's a girl, then maybe I'll check it. All right, hang on, Poppy. We'll talk to you next year. It's Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show. Ask Alex, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Poppy, who is a nurse. We won't say where she works at, but to make a little bit of extra money, she just had a guy reach out and say, hey, can you send me a nude photo? She's like, yeah, $10. Send me the money.
And he did it.
Yeah, well, of course he would. He's a guy.
So then she started doing it for everybody. She just sells nudes, and she realized that her mom can, if someone else takes pictures, then it's better angles. So she asked her mom to do it. She agreed. And now her mom has seen how successful it's gotten. And now her mom wants Poppy to take pictures of her to sell. Naked.
833-JOE-ALEX is our number. It's 833-563-2539. Poppy, we got some people ready to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go to Taylor this morning. Hey, Taylor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hello. So my mom and I are super close. I personally could never, but in saying that, I'm sure the mom felt a bit uncomfortable at first, but she was trying to be supportive. So in that aspect, I feel like Poppy should help her mom, because in a sense, it could help her with her own self-worth. And maybe even give ideas and even build their relationship even closer.
Yeah, girl, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine having someone take nude photos of you and selling them, how that at all helps your self-esteem or self-worth. That would make me feel worse.
You're proud of your body. You're proud of your body. You're like, yeah, look what I got.
I'm uncomfortable.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Taylor. Corin, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Poppy. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Alex was saying something about it was kind of weird. Which, I mean, I could see how that could be, but I actually am really close with my mom, and I had a boudoir photo shoot done, which is like lingerie photos, and some of them were nude. My mom was there, and she was helping me the entire time. She was helping with the pictures, helping get me dressed. Well, undressed.
That is so awesome. Now, do you have any of these photos you could DM us?
Oh, my God. Inappropriate.
I have 300.
Inappropriate.
Oh, wow. Narrow it down to, like, your top 100. For real, though, maybe one or two. We'd like to see them on a DM, just Joe and Alex Show.
Joe would
Instagram.
Like to see them. Give out your own app.
Joe Pesh Radio. But I don't see it. Do you know what a boudoir is? I think they can be very sexy. It's not like, hey, look at my, you know, my stuff.
Yeah, they're normally pretty tasteful, you know, but some of them were a little risque, but
I would like
I
to see the risque one.
There.
Joe Pesh Radio, hook a brother up. All right, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for calling in. I wonder if more people feel like that. Is that good to hear, Poppy? Like hearing stuff like that?
Yeah, oh my gosh, absolutely. It helps ease my mind when it comes to this whole thing.
Well, Roman on Facebook, if you search for Radio Now, says Poppy is being selfish as hell. Let mom in on the fun and cash in. If she's got to see her little girl in the nude selling her pics, then so can Poppy.
All right, Martina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Poppy. What did you want to say?
I don't know. I love my mom, but I still wear a towel getting out of the shower, if that makes any sense. Like,
yeah.
I know that that's a close bond between parent and child, but maybe since you're making so much money, pay for her photographer.
Why are you so embarrassed of your body, Martina?
You know, I'm not, but I grew up with brothers, so that door was shut and locked, and I just think that there's just some kind of privacy about it, that once you, like... once you become a woman or whatever it is, there's just kind of something I don't want to share with my mom anymore.
Like, I don't want to be nude in front of my mom anymore, or just in general in front of people, because I got a small ding-dong. Other than that, like, if it was, like, normal or big, I'd have no problem with it. But I think we're being way too uptight about things. Just real talk. That's my opinion. Thank you for calling in. Let's get one more person on the phone for you, Poppy, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Michaela, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, Poppy, I don't think this is weird at all. Like, if to make some extra money, that's awesome. And I'm really close with my mom. I show her my body all the time. Like, not just randomly, but like when
I show her my body all the time.
Can you explain that in context? Like, what are you showing her?
No, like, see, like, I just recently got my first Brazilian wax, and I showed it to her because I think it's amazing, and I just like her to see it and like her opinion on stuff. I don't know.
I want to have kids so bad, but I just worry every day doing the show. I don't know if I can bring a kid into this world. It's just too crazy. It's too crazy for me.
You don't want to see your child's body. Okay, that sounds weird, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. And like I said, I feel like a jerk. I really do, but I'm trying to keep it transparent. Alex, I think if you can repair the bond with your mom that you don't have, I think you guys would show each other Brazilians all the time.
This is so, so sick. Sick and twisted. Y'all are sick and twisted.
Of course.
You guys should be friends.
I love you guys.
thank you, Michaela. Once again, Joe and Alex show, you can send us Brazilian photos too. Poppy, I hope we helped you a little bit today.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I feel so much better.
I can't believe every time I think everyone's going to say, yeah, no, this is so weird, so awkward, don't do it or whatever, when we do an Ask Alex, everyone comes to the defense. It's like, it's normal.
You're such a prude, Alex. You got to loosen up a little bit around
here. Unreal.
All right, if you ever want to be on Ask Alex, email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com.